With sport, here's Joe Porter.
Ngā mihi o te ata. The coach of the New Zealand boxing team says his athletes are remaining positive about the outbreak of coronavirus in Italy and their prospects of getting to next week's Olympic qualifying tournament in Jordan. The nine-strong squad is training in central Italy with a dozen other teams before heading to Jordan this weekend. 11 people have so far died from the virus in Italy and more than 300 people have been infected. Coach Billy Meehan says his boxers are doing okay.
We've had a couple of chats about it. Just put them at ease because you can see a couple of them are thinking about what's been said and so we've had a team meeting, we've talked at home, and they generally are pretty relaxed about it and saying that they'll leave it in the hands of those that are guiding them and they'll just focus the best they can on their camp and get into Jordan.
Meehan says their main concern is that Jordan may close its border to anyone leaving Italy. Meanwhile, Dick Pound, the longest-serving member on the International Olympic Committee, says organisers are more likely to cancel the 2020 Tokyo Games than postpone or move them if it proves too dangerous to hold them in Japan because of the coronavirus. Pound told the Associated Press that it's currently business as usual for the Games, but he says there's an estimated 2 or 3 month window to decide the fate of the Tokyo Olympics, meaning a decision might not be made until late May. The medical director for New Zealand football, Mark Fulcher, says junior footballers who head the ball are at a low risk of suffering a head injury. This week, the English, Northern Irish and Scottish Football Associations confirmed heading the ball at training had been outlawed for primary school children, but Dr. Fulcher says other activities are far worse.
If you look at the cause of hospitalisation for kids who have head injuries, they're almost all falling off bikes, falling off jungle gyms. Playing football or organised sport is actually a very infrequent cause of brain injury. This really is not data to suggest that kids that hit the ball go on to get brain injuries.
Dr. Mark Fulcher. And fresh off their first loss of the Super Rugby season, the Chiefs have copped some more bad news with All Black forwards Angus Ta'ovau and Luke Jacobson set for extended spells on the sideline. Prop Ta'ovau has a quadricep tear and could be out of action for 8 to 12 weeks, while loose forward Jacobson, who returned from concussion just last round, has a hamstring injury and is set to miss at least their next game against the Waratahs on Friday week. Koina na pūrongo, hakina kina.